We call the segment Joe's Big Idea. NPR's Joe Palca is constantly on the lookout for interesting new inventions and inventors. Recently, a press release turned up with the headline, "An environmentally friendly battery made from wood." Joe was intrigued, and he decided to investigate.
The battery is being developed at the Energy Research Center at the University of Maryland in College Park. When I went out there, I was hoping to see something wild, like maybe an oak tree with wires coming out of it powering an electric car, or at least some double A's made from toothpicks. The reality was quite a bit more prosaic.
This laptop is hooked up to these battery testers here, and you can see...
Nick Weedock took me on a tour of the center. He just graduated from the University of Maryland, and he helped design the new battery.
So this is one of the labs that Doctor Who has in the Energy Research Center.
Yes, Doctor Who. This Doctor Who is Leon Bing Hu. He heads the group that developed the new battery. Weedock takes me down the hall to Doctor Who's main lab.
You can see we have the glove box here where we assemble all our batteries. There's some additional battery testing stations. And there's also several wet chemical benches where we do carbon nanotube synthesis.
Visions of oak trees or even toothpicks are rapidly receding. But I guess I wasn't really expecting to see a forest here. After all, the paper describing the new battery appears in the journal Nano Letters. But I really wasn't sure what a wood battery would look like. I knew you could make a battery out of a potato and wires, so I figured maybe they were doing something similar with a block of wood. Wrong. The wood is actually microscopic wood fibers that are fashioned into thin sheets. The sheets are then coated with carbon nanotubes and packed into small metal discs. Charged particles move around in the wood fibers, creating an electric current. You're probably familiar with batteries inside your cell phone or laptop. Those typically use charged particles of lithium. The wood batteries are made with sodium. Turns out wood and sodium work quite well together. Now, wood is comparatively cheap. So is sodium. Dr. Hu says he's hoping the new batteries can be scaled up so they'll be useful for storing the vast amounts of energy generated by solar arrays or wind farms.
I think this wood-based storage can play a very important role as a low-cost solution.
Right now, the battery is just a prototype. Dr. Hu and his colleagues will need to tweak the materials before they have something commercially viable. In addition to the battery itself, there was something else I was curious about. How does an undergraduate wind up as an author on a research paper in a major scientific journal? I asked Dr. Hu what's up with that. He said Weedock came to him and asked to work in the lab.
In the very beginning, he was helping students, my PhD students actually, correct some English grammar.
A lot of Dr. Hu's PhD students are from other countries.
During the process, I found out he asked a lot of interesting, very insightful questions. Not only, you know, about the language, but more importantly, it's about the science behind it.
Soon, Weedock was a full-fledged member of the team.
I came to the group meetings, I made suggestions, and I was ambitious enough to show him that I can do my own project. And that's sort of how I got started on my projects in sodium-ion batteries.
Weedock is off to the California Institute of Technology in the fall for graduate school. Maybe once he gets to California, if he sticks with this wooden battery idea, he'll try using a giant redwood. A boy can hope. Joe Palca, NPR News.